الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. الله تبارك تعالى message to the people of Iman. It is known as the miracle of Quran. It is known as a living message. It is a message that was given at the beginning of this ummah. And for every single person who reads it, he feels that this message was meant for me. It was meant for my era. It was meant for my house. A person who reads Quran with a heart that is looking for something, he will find whatever question he had, as he is reading it, he'll find his answer. He can find it in the beginning of the Quran, middle of Quran, end of Quran. That person who doesn't know the meaning of Quran, there were so many errors that came where effort was made to remove Iman from the hearts of people. Those houses where someone, whenever the guards, the soldiers, the military were not there, they took out their Quran and they just looked at it. Just looking at that Quran kept them on the path. They never knew what it was, they never knew the meaning, they never knew how to read it. And there was a level higher where the man knew how to read Quran, beautiful Quran. He never knew the meaning. Many of us in South Africa, we grew up in that environment. Even that saved the individual. His father said to him, to her, make sure you read your Quran today. They read their Quran in the morning, they went into the world. The world had its own poison, its own propaganda, own attractions, own distractions. And that Quran was like that water in the eye, that the whole day you're looking at something and you don't even realize that Allah is cleaning your eye. So the eye never becomes dry, the eye never gets affected by dirt, and you don't even know it's happening. As long as Quran was being read, maybe the child was going to the maktab, the ustad said, read Quran, that cleansing was taking place. Because of that, effort was being made on the outside to put one doubt in the child, the doubt about, I hate Allah. Why did Allah do this? This is not fair. This is the doubt that the devil in every era put. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he did it in the past. He will ask the person, who created this, who created this, who created this? He will bring you to a point where you will be answering the devil and you will always be saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. And then he will say to you, so who created Allah? Now for me and you, that question might sound so absurd, but it sounds absurd only to a heart that's clean. And if that heart is not being polished, that question takes in. It destroyed people in the past, is destroying people today. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when that comes, your answer is La ilaha illallah. Finished. That La ilaha illallah means I have read a kalima, the demand of which is I believe on that which I don't understand. That's the demand of my kalima. So whatever question you're asking me is you trying to say, do you understand? My kalima is saying, I don't understand. I believe in that which I don't understand. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. A nation who believes in the unseen, who believes is what is beyond comprehension, which believes in things beyond the mind. Now when the devil has to ask you, but how? The answer to the devil is, I also don't know, you also don't know. Only difference is, I believe you stubborn. None of us know the answer. Whereas the devil knows the answer better than us. He once upon a time enjoyed a position where he was very close to Almighty Allah. Much more closer than me and you have ever thought about. But he had something calling him stubbornness, pride and attitude. And that attitude brought him right to the bottom. As for the individual who got something in him called humility, that I am such a small individual, where I am going to question Almighty Allah? Then that individual rises to where the devil fell from. He goes up and the devil comes down. When Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created, one of the sentences of Iblis was, you have made me from fire. And the nature of fire is it goes up. خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِين. The nature of sand is in the ground. So he could not understand that which goes up. How can that ever be kept lower than that which stays down? How Allah made the quality of humility and the quality of pride? He was created of fire which goes up. His pride from the highest position brought him down. Man was created from sand, which is the lowest of low. The sand was humble. That lowest of low was going to take the position where he was supposed to be. His fire went up, his fire came down. And as for man down, Allah said, you will come up. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, on that day, Qiyamah, khafidatun rafi'ah. They will see a day which will make people who thought they were very high, it will bring them down. And people who everyone looked at and said, you a Mr. No One, it will take him up. Messages are given in Quran in so many manners, in so many examples. But if a person just read Quran without meaning, his work was getting done. And then if you climb the ladder and you could understand a little of the meaning, you never have to be the great mufassir of Quran. Just a basic, I'm reading this verse, I'm seeing a translation. As he's looking at the translation, he says, amazing this Quran is. And he starts getting an addiction. Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, that a lot of new things are coming out. In day or time already new things, new statements. Ali radiallahu anhu said, that a time will come where you will hear things which were never heard in the people before you. And it happened over the years. And in every time when the world makes what is called a turn into the new century or into the new phase, we have reached what is called now the turn into the new phase. One turn happened before, it was called World War I, World War II. After that day, the world turned in a drastic manner. It turned so fast that the wording in the narration is that the man who's known as tolerant, Halim, it will leave him hayran, confused. That they would come to the man who always had an answer and he say, I got no answer. And after World War I, World War II, that's what happened. Countries of Islam fell to the ground. Countries. And then a revolution started. Allah Tabarakallah showed us what we see today. People who saw the end of World War would never have believed you could see what we're seeing today. We are now entering a new phase. In the new phase, again the same thing happens, that the people of intelligence, of answers, you ask them, what's happening? They also say, I don't know. It's happening so fast. It is so confusing. There is so many conspiracies. There is so many plans. Every day you think you know what the plan is, and then something else happens, you say, no, maybe that was the plan. In a big manner, something is happening, that when it bursts, even the man of intelligence will just be left like, what happened? Even in that environment, whoever holds on to Quran, he will find in a world of darkness, it will take him through. We found on your car sometimes when you lost. In the past, the woman used to be very upset with what is called this garment. Nowadays, they also kept quiet. But in the past, they never liked it because it was the first time their husband was listening to another woman, not them. So a lot of times in the past, the woman would say, don't listen to this thing. It takes you in the wrong place. And the garment used to take. There were times where it used to take you in the location because that's the shortest route. But now when you enter the location, that auntie is saying, carry on, carry on. Your wife is telling you, U-turn, U-turn. Because that thing doesn't know you in the wrong place. But today it has changed so much that even the woman next to you is keeping quiet. Like, this auntie knows more than me and you. As she says, there, even when you lost, man just says, whatever it's saying, even if it's making go through the townships, just keep quiet, drive a little bit more fast. I can just get that turn. It's already showing you, it's coming around the corner, coming, nothing is looking right. But the one who follows it later on, you'll say, it saved me. He just went in that path. This surah is going to explain that you're going to come into a period where things are going to be dark. And you will have to be ready to make one step. But that step is the step of a person who's trying to climb a mountain. But to reach that peak, you get that certain places in the mountain that becomes very narrow. This is the Aqaba. That while you're walking on it, you just look on the side, I'm going to fall. And that's why you don't want to go forward. Then you see another road also going to the top. And that road looks very easy. But the sign is this way. The sign is this way. And your friend who had made the climb also told you it's this way. He told you when you will come to the top, you're going to see one turn which everything looks easy. And it also is taking you to a high spot. And you're going to find another one that's narrow. He said, you have to be ready to make that push. He said, whoever took that step did not fall. And whoever went on the other road collapsed. But when we will reach that point, that same story will come. This Quran, whoever will read it. The way Allah Tabarakallah will explain, are you ready to take the chance? That when you come on that spot and you're scared, then Surah La Uqsimu will say, فَلَا اِقْتَحَمَ الْأَقَبَةِ. That as yet you have not yet taken the step. Why don't you walk it? And he look at it and he gets scared. It's that person who's running away and he reaches the cliff. And the only way to escape is they say, jump. And he looks down. He doesn't want to. Then he looks behind him. He sees the enemy. They say, jump. He needs someone to say to him, take the step. فَلَا اِقْتَحَمَ الْأَقَبَةِ. How the surah will go is, the beginning of the surah is going to explain that this world is always going to come with its difficulty. Like how we are having some difficulty at the moment. Difficulty lights, difficulty water, difficulty prices, difficulty businesses. We just came out of COVID, they say light at the end of the tunnel. What a sentence, there was no light also. Eskom went off, he reached the tunnel, lights went off. So where are the lights? In that environment of difficulty, sometimes man forgets. He forgets, I'm making another journey. In that environment of difficulty, a person starts questioning that if I have been reading my namaz, my salah, my Quran, giving my zakat, I'm a good person. Then why did life change? Yesterday it was so easy. So many years things were going well. We were going for Hajj, we were going for Umrah. The business was giving whatever it was. There was no one sick in the family. Hardly anyone passed away. Everything was wonderful. And then when the difficulties came, it came in such a manner that the person started questioning that why did Allah do this to me? Some will say that am I doing something wrong? Is that why? And other people will say, Allah, why are you doing it to me? And they become upset, irritated, angry. Beginning of the surah is to explain that you can be the best of people with regards to your relation to Almighty Allah. This world will come with its difficulties like waves of the ocean. It comes and it goes. There's a flood today and they say the last flood was 30 years ago. 30 years ago flood came and another flood came. In between, not that the people lived Jannah, they also had their problems. This world is like that, one after the other. But look how beautiful Allah Ta'ala paints a picture. La uqsimu bihadha al-balad. I will take an oath on the city of Makkah Mukarrama. The oaths of this last few surahs is like a picture that's painted. That what's going to be explained in the surah, in the oath you're going to get the message. Makkah Mukarramah is called a haram. Before Islam, it was also a haram. Ibrahim a.s. marked the haram. The laws of the haram were known to the Arabs. You cannot hunt in the haram. You cannot kill a person in the haram. So he killed your father. You were having a major fight. You were saying, if I just ever find him, I'll murder him. And you found him in front of the Kaaba. In front of the Kaaba, it was called Haraman Amina. This is a haram that gives everyone peace.
If the man did a crime outside the haram and he ran inside, it was the issue, the military are outside, they need him to come out to arrest him. But they can't arrest him by the haram. They had that honor. They want to attack the caravan, but they see on the animal there's a mark. This animal is for the haram. It's going to be slaughtered in Mina. Even the robber will say, don't touch the animal marked for Allah. Haraman amina. No one was touched. No one was abused. It was a haram when you entered, you found whatever you needed. وَأَنْتَ حِلُّمْ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ Almighty Allah says, and then you settled in the city. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the cleanest of clean, purest of pure, most amanadar. He was known as As-Sadiq, the truthful, Al-Ameen, you can trust him. They had no problem with him. He settled in Makkah Mukarrama, meaning with his da'wah to Islam. We all read the history of Islam. First 13 years of Makkah Mukarrama. In the haram which never caused harm to anyone. In that haram, he was being criticized. His followers were being hit. They were being dragged. They were being punched. Some of them were being almost killed. They would jump on top of them in the haram. They would punch them in the face. The sahabi would think, this is my last moments. He would read his kalima. Difficulty after difficulty. They said, can we leave this land? Let us go to Habsha. They were ready to leave their clan, their people. Habsha was far. To make a journey to another land where you don't know anyone is nothing easy. وَأَنْتَ حِلُّمْ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ We will take an oath of Makkah Mukarrama when you were in Makkah Mukarrama. That first ayat is to tell the world that if difficulty could come on the Rasul of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a city where no one's supposed to be harmed, so your house and your town and your country is not Makkah Mukarrama. You are Houghton, the most it is. And you are not the Rasul of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he had to go through difficulty in the best of cities, then me and you are no one. The beginning of the surah was to say, when difficulties come, you don't have to get angry with anyone. You will say, and this is also the sunnah of my Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Together with that, you will say, but after 13 years, it was the difficulty of Makkah Mukarrama that opened the doors of Medina Munawwara. For me, I don't have to wait perhaps 13 years. Maybe I only have to wait 13 months. I might only have to wait 3 months. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has made life very easy. Time passes and the difficulty of yesterday gets wiped away. But if we're going through any difficulty, just read this verse. La uqsimu. I, meaning Allah, I take an oath on the city of Makkah Mukarrama, when you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was settled in the city. That was it anything easy? A city where everything supposed to be easy was not easy. So if you could go through it, your ummah will also have to go through it. Wa walidi wa ma walad, by the oath of the father and the child. Another unique oath. That if you don't know much about Sirat, you don't know Makkah Mukarrama, you don't know what happens, then everyone at least will be a mother, a father or a child. Wa walid, by the oath of the father, meaning the parent, mother or father. Wa ma walad, and the child that came. Every person when they get married, the first thought, nowadays is different. Nowadays the girl gets married, she says, I don't want children. Because I need to complete this studies, that studies, that studies, that studies. And after she completes all, then she says, I want children. But now her body like stopped already. So that time she was taking tablets not to give birth. Now she's taking tablets to give birth. The only person who's smiling is the doctor. He scored that side also, he's scoring this side also. But in the past, as soon as they would get married, it would be like, when is the child coming? First question. That's all they wanted, the child. But everyone knew as soon as the child comes, difficulties come with it. The mother got sick. When she vomited the first vomit, she felt terrible. And the husband was smiling in the masjid. People ask him, what happened? He said, good news. But for her, nothing good at all. She's suffering. He's thrilled with it. Then the pain would come just before birth. As she's going, ah, he's smiling. Ah, like, my child is coming. But the mother knows how difficult. But she must know that how she is going to go for 9 months through difficulty. Once the child is going to come out, then his turn is also going to come. His turn also comes. Many boys, after their wife get birth, they're very upset. They say, all the time she's busy with the child. They say, what do you expect this? Who's going to look after the child? Now he starts becoming jealous. One person I wrote to you, jealous about your own child. You're jealous about your own child. The mother is only busy with the child. Your child it is. So I told him, 9 months she made sabr. Now it's your turn to make sabr. Now for the next 9 years that father has to run. He has to make sure the child is waking up early. Child is going to sleep early. He has to worry about what the child is doing on the phone. Who he's meeting with. He has to run in circles. 9 years the child has just reached. Now the bigger problem starts. Until now you are worried no one must catch him. No one must kidnap him. He mustn't meet the wrong company. It's only starting. Age of 10 to 20, it's another exam. Again, the father is worried. One slip of the child, the father is spinning. Then the time comes where the child says, I need to get married. The child, he thinks it's hard to get married. It's hard for the father and mother. Hardest thing to make that phone call. You know, my child wants to come see. You know, I got a daughter. You don't want to come and see. It's the hardest thing when the mother has to make that phone call and says, oh, what's the answer? And the other party says, the istikhara wasn't good. And say, yeah, don't worry, we understand. And already the heart is like broken. That father, that mother has to see their child. The child is sad. They don't know what the father and mother are going through. Who doesn't know the difficulties of being a father? Only the child, perhaps, he doesn't know. He thinks everything is just to be a child. The day you become a father. In the books of Tafsir, they mention a father complained regarding his son. The way he said his sentences, he said, غَذَوْتُكَ مَوْلُودًا وَمُنْتُكَ يَافِعًا. He said, when you were a small boy, I was feeding you. غَذَوْتُكَ مَوْلُودًا. You just ran around, you just cried and I made sure your mother was there for you. You just said, Daddy, I want food, I made sure I got the food for you. Whatever you wanted because you were my baby, I gave it to you. All of those bills no father ever keeps. He just spent and he threw. He spent and he threw. خَذَوْتُكَ مَوْلُودًا وَمُنْتُكَ يَافِعًا. As you were becoming a man, I was just showering. You said, I need to learn this. I want to go horse riding, no problem. I want to go archery, no problem. I want to go for a holiday with my friends, no problem. Just the no problems. وَمُنْتُكَ يَافِعًا. تُعَلُّ بِمَا أَجْنِي عَلَيْكَ وَتَنْهَلُ. He said, your food and your drink was because of the toils of my day. Early in the morning I would go out, it would be hot. I would only working so my child can get his food and his drink. تُعَلُّ بِمَا أَجْنِي عَلَيْكَ وَتَنْهَلُ إِذَا لَيْلَةٌ ضَافَتْكَ بِالسُّقْمِ. He says, and then those days would come when sickness would visit you. When sickness would visit, how he said it? The visitor was sickness. إِذَا لَيْلَةٌ ضَافَتْكَ بِالسُّقْمِ. When sickness would visit you at night, فَلَمْ أَبِتْ. Then I would not sleep. فَلَمْ أَبِتْ لِسُقْمِكَ إِلَّا سَاهِرًا أَتَمَلْمَلُ. He says, you, forget you not sleeping, it was me not sleeping. I was not sleeping for your sickness. Whole night I was awake, turning this side and that side. Again coming and checking, does he have fever? Then feeling, I see him sleeping, I say, no, don't worry, he's fast asleep. Then I hear a cough, I wake up again. كَأَنِّي أَنَا الْمَتْرُوقُ بِالَّذِي تُرِقْتَ بِهِ دُونِي. If someone had to come to the house, he would have thought, I'm the one who's sick, not you. Because he would have found you snoring and you would have found me parishan, worried. It would seem I was the one sick, not you. Whereas you were the one sick. وَعَيْنَايَ تَمْهَلُ. You were fast asleep and I was busy crying. I was on the musalla saying, Allah, let him get better, let him get better. And you were snoring. وَعَيْنَايَ تَنْهَلُ. This is how the father has to go.
وَوَالِدٍ وَمَا وَلَدٍ حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغْتَ الْغَايَةَ وَالْمُدَى الَّذِي فِيكَ أُؤَمِّلُ. He says, when you reach that date, that year, that point in your life which I was always hopeful, one day my son will reach. When you reach that day where I thought now my son will take over. جَعَلْتَ جَزَائِي غِلْزَةً وَفَضَاذَا. Then the time for payback came. Now you were harsh. Now you were rude. Now I found that the payback was a sharp tongue. I used to say, Daddy, leave me alone. Stop irritating me. Stop troubling me. He said, what I worked for my whole life, and I thought today is retirement, I'll get my package. جَعَلْتَ جَزَائِي غِلْزَةً وَفَضَاذَا. He said, how rude you have become to me now. جَعَلْتَ جَزَائِي غِلْزَةً وَفَضَاذَا. You became rude and angry. كَأَنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْمُنْعِمُ الْمُتَفَضِّلُ. If someone had to come to the house, they would think that you were the one who whole life was showering favors upon me. The way you talking, كَأَنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْمُنْعِمُ الْمُتَفَضِّلُ. He said, فَلَيْتَ. He said, oh my beloved son, إِذْ لَمْ تُرْعَ حَقَّ أُبُوَّتِ. If you are unable to respect my right as a father, فَعَلْتَ كَمَا الْجَارُ الْمُصَاحِبُ يَفْعَلُ. Then at least behave to me like how a neighbor behaves to his neighbor. Meaning, don't be so rude with your father. This is the normal father in the world. وَوَالِدِهُ وَمَا وَلَدْ. You will have to give your life for your children. And your children will not remember one thing you did for them. وَوَالِدِهُ وَمَا وَلَدْ. This is this world. But in this world, we move through it. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Almighty Allah says, we made it that man has to live in difficulty. We have made it that man has to live in difficulty. So whether the lights are coming on or going off, whether life's ease is coming to an end and little difficult days come in front, then the difficulties are forgotten and ease comes. This must not make us forget our mission on earth. Our mission is to move forward. There's a Makkah Mukarrama time, there's a Medina Munawwara. There's a time where you are kicked out of Makkah Mukarrama. There's a time where you will be the conqueror of Makkah Mukarrama. This world is a collection of two opposites. That two opposites that we got lights or we don't have lights. We reached stage 6 or we gone back to stage 0. This thing will be the part of the world. Looking on the news every day to say what he got to say now. What is he promise? Is it coming to an end tomorrow? This world just goes like this. It turns, it's a rock, up and down. The good days of Medina Munawwara, the difficult days of Makkah Mukarrama. Being kicked out of Makkah Mukarrama ensured that you will be the conqueror of Makkah Mukarrama. Yusuf alayhi salam being separated from his father was going to make him the king of Egypt. If there's no difficulty night, you won't see day. This world is that. So in difficulty, man was told, just carry on. Just carry on. As for what is the real part of this world, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, أَيَحْسَبُ أَلَّي يَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ أَحَدٍ. Amazing this world is, it's a collection of difficulties. Everyone is going through difficulties. But the difficulty, what lesson it's supposed to give to man, that lesson is forgotten. The lesson is, oh man, you can't get the lights on in your house. You can't get ESCOM to say we'll stop. And you are thinking you're the big boss in front of Allah. If you can't get lights in your house, man's supposed to realize how hopeless I am in that court. But the opposite happens. He can't do the small thing of getting water to come up. Because the municipality just turned this thing off. But in front of Almighty Allah, that pride that me and you have, when the individual still walks and he says, you know who I am. So the answer is coming from the heaven, that you are the man living in darkness. There's problems in this world where a man sees his son sick and he can't do anything. It was not to put him in depression, it was to give him a message.
that don't ever think because of your wealth you are the boss. يَقُولُ أَهْلَكْتُ مَالَ الْلُبَدَ In a big amount and way, he says, boastfully, he says, you know how much of money I spend? How much of money I spend? That makes him start thinking, I am the boss of the world. Whereas he's also living in a collection of problems. The problems were to teach man, no one is the boss but Allah. أَيَحْسَبُ أَلَّمْ يَرَهُ أَحَدٍ When he is spending his money so much and he says, you know how much I spend? Almighty Allah says, does he think that someone is not looking at him? Meaning, does he think he's not under the camera? Nowadays we understand it. If your file is caught, then the man who was the boss yesterday goes small like the spider that dies. They just send one message, I found your file. I found your file. Yesterday he was screaming in the shop. You know what I'll do to you? And he looked at the message there. And now he's thinking, what file? And he thinks about how many things are on my file. Pictures are on my file. How I cheated so and so. Messages I sent. Forget my wife finding the file. If my father finds the file. If my child finds the file. If they have to send that file in the news. The man starts shivering. Allah Ta'ala says, so much of pride, does he think we're not watching? Where's that pride? I know my own file, you know your own file. In the court of Almighty Allah, there is no pride. No one has the haq to walk around that I am the boss just because my pocket is full. This is a world, a collection of difficulty. Purpose of the difficulty, one major purpose, is to remind man, you are but the slave of Allah. You are not Allah. You are but the slave. As for our mission on earth, Allah Ta'ala says, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ Man must know we showed him two paths. Najdun means high, the top of the mountain, the peak. So we are sitting at the bottom and we were told there's one Najd. That is called Jannah. It's a unique place to reach, but it's not easy to climb the mountain. And then there's another height, it is called the height of evil. There's another place. You can become the devil's friend or you can become Allah's friend. You can reach the heights where you're knighted by the queen. Knighted by the queen, the man was so happy, the queen knighted me. He said, you reached the heights of where? The wrong mountain. But the wrong mountain. And then you reach another place where Almighty Allah says, my servant has spoken the truth. When an individual dies and his soul is taken up to the heavens, it comes to a certain point where Almighty Allah announces, my servant has passed. That one sentence is called being knighted by Almighty Allah. That you are our soldier. Some have climbed that mountain, Najd, and some will climb that mountain. In climbing the two mountains, on the mountain which is called going towards the highest levels of paradise, there is this Aqaba. Aqaba means the road will become very narrow. And the individual reaches that point. And he says, if I'm going to make the step, and then the question starts. And then he looks at the other one. The other one looks so easy to go to. It's like you're sliding up a mountain. The grass is lot. The enjoyment is there. Entertainment is there. We have entered an area, an era in time, where to become the devil's friend is not hard anymore. In one night, a person can visit so many clubs. In the past, he was just looking at the club. Now he can live the club. When this metaverse will enter into the houses of the people. In the past, when the phone entered, the world would have said, nothing worse than this can come. Nothing worse. So the child whole night is looking at filth and dirt. He said, forget the child, even the father. Forget the father, even the grandfather. One person on the verge of passing away in the hospital, he also says, where's my phone? And then they bring him his phone. He doesn't know what to do with the phone except YouTube. Some pictures, let's watch a movie, let's watch something. And sometimes his eyes close and the thing is still playing. Sometimes he dies. And they come and they look at what his last picture was and they just have to press quickly off. And he died in that condition. The heights of evil a man can reach in today's time in one night. Where Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he will start the night as a believer. And he will end the night as a kafir, disbeliever. In the past, night was night, it was dark. You would wonder, what can a man do so bad at night? Where are you going to go at night? The world changed. Night became more bright than day. The world changed more. All the nightlife came into the phone. You can be in your room. The world changed more. Metaverse came. That we will now transport you to the other world. You will now feel it. You'll feel the entertainment. Enjoy the entertainment. You don't have to go far. Far will come to you. It is a quality of Jannah. Man will just sit back. And he will think of that one garden very far away. It will be his garden. The fruits of the garden will come to him. He will enjoy it without moving. The metaverse is like this. The person will put it on, even that auntie who can't walk. She will be climbing Mount Everest. She will be there and putting a flag. Her grandson will come in the room. He'll see the granny moving her legs less. I'm climbing, I'm climbing. What a world. When that world is coming, so easy to go to the heights of the devil. Devil speak. And on the other side, Allah Ta'ala says, just make that step. فَلَا اِقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَ. Why he doesn't want to just go onto that narrow path? Every Nabi went and he reached. Every Wali went and he reached. Me and you can also make it. But when you're scared, then read this verse. فَلَا اِقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَ. You'll have to sometimes take the step. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَ. How will we explain to you what is the step? It is called a step on the heart. It is when something you just feel, I can't do it. Allah Ta'ala gives two examples. فَكُّ رَقَبَ. It is the freeing of a slave. We don't have slaves today, so we will not understand how hard it was to set a slave free. The slave was bought in the market. He was a wonderful slave. He did all the work. He was the most obedient. He was the most just. He ran around the house. Whatever you needed, he was the person for you. You fed him. You clothed him. You loved him. People in the past loved their slaves. Loved. And every now and then the slave would look at the master. The master would say, you have done so much for me. Like, what can I do for you? And the slave will just look in the master that, if you can set me free. And he wants to set him free, but he knows as soon as I set him free, the jewel in my house is gone. Tomorrow the wife will come and say, where is he like? He's to do everything in the house and you just let him go. The person says, but he wanted his freedom. Some were a little scared. They would say, the day I die, you are free. They called him mudabbar. The day I die, you are free. Sometimes the man would look at that slave and he would say, just go, like, go free. And as that slave thanks the master is like crying, because from tomorrow I will never see you in my house again. Now you're going. It's like telling your son, a son will still come back to visit you. But the slave, now that he's free, is going to go on his own. It was hard on the heart. Fakku raqaba. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about freeing slaves in such a manner that it became the habit of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Became their habit. The world slavery, the numbers just dropped after the era of Sahaba. Brought in, let out. Brought in, let out. They were just climbing that. Walking that path. Fakku raqaba. But the first time to set a slave free is not easy at all. Fakku raqaba. Or for me and you, O itamun fi yawmin dhi masghaba. Yateeman dha maqraba. O miskeenan dha matraba. And this is this era we're living in now. Or crossing that path means that sometimes when you will find yawmin dhi masghaba, a day will come where things are very hard. Masghaba, a day of drought. A day where things in the market is scarce. A day where my business is not giving me what it was giving yesterday. On that day someone comes and says to you that I'm looking for a collection. That you know some people in another country are going through very hard times. He will come and say, you know your own nephew, your brother passed away, he's not going through good times, yateeman, dha maqraba, he's an orphan, he's your family member. But because you also going through difficult times, that's what we're going through today. Where many people in the past would put their hand in their pocket and say, give. But suddenly when the market fell, now he wants to put his hand, but he says, now times are tough. Allah Ta'ala says, you now reach that point. Ita'am, are you ready now to feed? Fi yawmin, on a day where you yourself are seeing drought. It might be your own nephew who's an orphan. O miskinan dha matraba, or it's someone who's so poor that you see him in the sand. He got no house covering him. He's living in the sand. He's surrounded with dirt. There's flies moving around him. People say to you, very bad conditions. You say, I know, but you know what? My life also, things have changed. When you will find that difficult condition, this is that verse for you. You have reached a point where Almighty Allah says, take the jump now. If you will take that jump onto that narrow path, you will start climbing the mountain to the heights of Allah's friendship. Difficulties have never come to stop man in his progress. In difficulty, man will have to make that step. Fi yawmin dhi masghaba, he took that step. Not only he took that step, ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. He took that step and he turned around then. He turned around to look at his believing friend behind him, to say, you also come with me. He says, you know what, I have just invested in this one. I went into this country, the people are in a terrible condition, I'm putting some money, what about you? Normally your friend will say, I'm investing in gold, investing in silver, you don't want to invest. Allah Ta'ala says, and he became the one who turned around. And he put his hand out and he said, you also join me, take the step. And another person made the jump. The things were difficult, but when I put my hand in my pocket to give, I found my pocket still got lots. Pocket still got lot. Recently when the floods of Pakistan took place, one family gave a big amount. Someone from Pakistan phoned and they said, we want you to come Pakistan. So he said, no, I'm sending, don't worry. He said, no, you come. He says, because I can tell you, when you come and see what it is, you will know what you're sending is nothing. You will put your hand back in your pocket and you'll find more also. Allah Ta'ala says, become that one. You take that step, turn around also and say to another, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Say to the one behind you, that don't worry of conditions, let's carry on. We got a journey to reach the top, you also come. And when one man sees another, then people start walking in a line and you see no one falling. Himmat is created by Almighty Allah when man makes that step. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ. And you say to your friend behind that if you just have to see what's happening to the people around, the demand of mercy must be that our standards in life drop and our hands go in the pocket for other people. This La Uqsimu, this surah, it covered the problems part of life. In those problems, man will have to progress. They will come to points which might seem very hard. And the man will say, now I can't do it, I'm finished. At that time Allah Ta'ala says, now you reach the point, jump. Not only jump, turn around and tell your friend, you jump with me also. And as soon as he makes that jump, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. Allah Ta'ala says, they are on the right side of the mountain. They have climbed the right path. They will climb, and the view from there is a view into paradise. When you will reach the top, the air will be clean. When you will reach the top, the view will be unique. When you will reach the top, you will find yourself standing in Jannah. On that point, Allah Ta'ala will say, my servant, well done. Now whatever you want, you are the king. But just to get to that point. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. As those, for those people who are blind to our signs, they don't want to believe in this Quran, they don't want to accept this message, They look at that mountain going towards Jannah and they say, not for me. Then Almighty Allah says, there's only two mountains. Hum ashabul mash'ama. They will be the people on the other mountain. But the other mountain is shu'mun, a mountain of disaster, a mountain of bad luck, a mountain where you think you're walking in the garden and then you see all thorns on you, a mountain where you think you're enjoying the lovely food and then you realize someone is hooked on drugs, someone fell in porn, someone is abusing, someone is being abused, everyone outside sees you smiling, in your house you're crying. That is a mountain where everything is disaster. Alayhim narum mu'sada. Besides the thorns, the problems, the difficulties, they will reach a point where they will see fire coming on top of them. Mu'sada, and the fire will then close on them. It's like you're putting that pot on something that's already burning. It's burning, burning, I want to get out of the problem. And then you just see the pot coming. The top, the lid, and you say, you locked. Allah Ta'ala bless us all. Having a slight understanding of Quran, the person who's going through any problem in life, he'll just read, La uqsimu bihadha al-balad wa anta hillun. And you, O Allah's Nabi, we remember when you were in the city of Makkah. He will just think of that difficulty 13 years and he will go quiet. He'll say, when my Nabi went through it and how he looked at Allah, then where am I? Then he will see Najdain, the two mountains. Then he will see the narrow part and he will say, Fala iqtaham al-aqaba. Until now you haven't taken a step. Then he'll be ready to take. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the barakah of Quran guide every one of us. We all have a mission on earth to reach one mountain, the top of a mountain. When reaching there, everything will become easy. It will be a different world. It will be the beginning of paradise. It's just to get there. The world of animals, there is a certain thing called the Great Migration between Kenya and Tanzania. There's that area where the animals just move, thousands and thousands of animals. So those people who have witnessed this, they just see animals like. But people who looked at it with an eye of ibarat lesson, they saw as that animal is moving and you ask the animal, where are you going to? You're just moving. So the animal will say, we know that on the other side of the waters, there's grass. See, there's grass here. He said, this grass is going to get finished. But that grass will last. For the grass that lasts, we are risking our lives to get there. As we are on this journey, we'll pass many patches where there is grass. Our children and us will bite a little bit. But if we find the baby animal staying here and say, I don't want to leave it, then the mother will give it one shot, like, move on. And the mother will carry on walking. Then the mother turns, looks at the baby. Then the baby looks at the mother, I don't want to come, like, I want to stay. But the mother says, that grass not going to last. Come. And after a while, the baby just has to run. Sometimes the mother is in front, sometimes the baby is in front. And the journey just carries on. The journey just carries. You ask that animal, why never just stay in your one spot? They'll say, because this is a land of drought. We are going to a place where drought doesn't come. Then they're reaching a point where there's water filled with crocodiles. They know so many have already died in that water. But still the animal is ready to go in. You ask that animal, why are you taking the chance? The animal says, because even if I stay on this side, I'm still going to die. This world has nothing to offer. I'll have to make that jump, even if it means death. And if I say, no, I'll just stay where I am, I'm going to die as it is. And it goes into the water, knowing that the crocodile can grab at any time. Just jumps until it reaches. When it reaches the other, it's happy I reached. That grass on the other side would only last it 4 months. For 4 months of grass, the animal is ready to trek, to make a migration, to ignore all the lovely grass on this side of the mountain, to say 4 months of good grass I will get. There my baby will be able to grow up. Their life will be fantastic. Me and you are also on this migration. On this journey we will see a lot of grass and lot of patches where there's no grass. Where we see grass, don't start eating so much
that I don't want to move because this world got nothing to offer. It is a world where the grass will come to an end and new grass will not come. I will reach the age of 60, then the doctor, even if he gives me 10 injections, I'm not going to come back to the age of 20. After 60, it's 70. The grass, you can try how much to say, be green, be green. The most the man will say, I'm looking young because I got Mehndi. But you know what, I'm not young anymore. The grass will not come out again. This world got nothing. As you're moving, the child will say, but I want it. He'll say, my child, it's not going to last for me. It's not going to last for you. Our land is on the other side of the water. Make that journey and carry on looking on that other side. When we will reach that place. On the way, there's a lot of devils trying to grab man in. Man is put with fear with the devil. Don't take the chance. Don't take the chance. Say, if the animal is ready to take the chance, why I mustn't take the chance? Put trust in Almighty Allah and فَلَا اِقْتَحَمَ الْأَقَبَ. That as yet he has not taken the plunge. Go on to that. Make that journey. You just have to touch the water. Jump, jump, jump. When you will find yourself, when I will find myself, Allah make us all find ourselves. To reach such grass that will never be 4 months, permanent. A life where enjoyment never comes to an end. A life where there's no hasad, no enmity, no fights, no arguments. It is purity with no dirt. It is enjoyments with no filth. It is wealth with no jealousy. It's everything man ever wanted. But to get there, we'll have to migrate. Allah Tabarakala bless us all with understanding of our deen. Allah Tabarakala bless us all with courage to make this journey. Allah Tabarakala make us all from the people of Jannatul Firdaus. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.